Your book, The Poison Squad, follows the early history of preservatives and fake food in the mid-1800s. Can you maybe tell us a little bit about the state of food then?
Yeah, that was actually one of the things that was most shocking to me when I started doing the research, because I had, as I think many people had, this idea of this wonderful farm-fresh universe of food in the 19th century. And as it turned out, that of course, that was part of it. But for a lot of people, especially people who weren't living on the farms, they were getting heavily manufactured, faked, and often they were getting food that was full of toxic additives at a time when there was no regulation, so food manufacturers could do whatever they want.
So then Harvey Wiley comes onto the scene, and he's you describe him as a food purist, and he begins testing for the Department of Agriculture and discovers, you know, formaldehyde in milk, which doctors at the time were saying might have been linked to some child deaths. And I'm wondering if you can talk about maybe the politics of all of this.
Right. So if you can imagine, this is a period in which business has never been regulated in this way, and they've loved it. Why wouldn't you, right? You can do anything you want. The government just looks the other way, and consumers don't really know because there's no information getting out there. And then you have someone like Wiley, who's a complete spoiler, right? He's getting the information out. He's lobbying for change. He's networking with all kinds of consumer safety and activist groups who just made them nuts. And so you see this amazing period from when he takes up the issue to when we finally get some kind of minimal regulation of incredible corporate pushback and efforts to destroy his career.
There's one section where you talk about what food manufacturers were doing in terms of some of the testing, and it had to do with, you know, putting some of the chemicals into rabbits, and if they didn't die within minutes, the material was deemed non-poisonous. Which I think today just seems insane. And then also, you know, that Wiley was, it seems like he's one of the first to start doing these long-term tests, but some of those long-term tests are on himself and his staff. Can you talk about that?
Yes. Yeah, so that's actually the title of the book, The Poison Squad. And you're absolutely right that toxicology and safety testing was incredibly primitive and really never done in a very methodical way at that time. So one of the things Wiley did, and this was before the law, is he just said, we don't have any information at all that is reliable about what's going into the food supply, so let's run some carefully planned out tests. And these became nicknamed the Poison Squad, in which he persuaded young government employees to dine dangerously, right? And what they found consistently was, especially at the higher doses, people got sick. We can look at it now and say, surprise, surprise, people taking formaldehyde with every meal got sick. But literally, there was no real information about that at that time. So this was groundbreaking work. And the other thing that it did was that it caught national attention at a time when most people really didn't know how bad the food supply was. When you're reading about these young, heroic government employees sacrificing themselves to, you know, swallow a bad compound at every meal, you start realizing you're eating that. Right? It's in your butter, and it's in your ketchup, and it's in your meat, and it's in your milk. And so, wait a minute, this is really about me. And you start seeing also a shift in public opinion.
Yeah, one of the things that stood out is how quickly some of this hard work of Wiley and getting some kind of regulation down could be undone. And what do you think this all tells us about how fragile some of these regulations are, despite all this work that's been done?
You know, fragile is the perfect word, I think, because we have this very thin net of consumer protection. And sometimes I think, you know, we toss around the word regulation as if it's a bad word. But what we're really talking about is protecting consumers, protecting the American citizen.
Do you think we need more Harvey Wileys in the government looking out for our best interest today?
I actually think you can always use a Harvey Wiley. They're really hard to live with, right? But they won't compromise on your safety. And you need some people in government who say, too bad for you. I believe the consumer comes first. And, you know, go ahead and call me names and try to push me around, but my feet are planted here. in the name of consumer protection. So, yeah, I do think that.
Thank you so much for taking the time, and we look forward to seeing you up at the Harbor Springs Festival.
Me too. Take care.